Podcast show number 18 on Replay AV 8.03 with Jaws 8 screen reader. Backing up the Schedule 8.dat file. The extension is Delta Alpha Tango.
Alt F4. Windows M. Desktop. Folder view.
We're on our desktop. Go to the My Computer icon on your desktop.
M. My Network Places. M. My Dock. M. My Computer.
Open the My Computer icon on your desktop.
Enter My Computer. List view. Not selected. 3-1.
Go to the drive letter where your Replay AV is located. Mine is on the C drive.
Local disk left parent D colon right parent. Local disk left parent C colon right parent. Enter. List view.
Press
not
enter.
Selected. ATI. One of.
Press the letter P as in Papa for program files.
P. Program files. Enter. List view. Not selected. Ahead. One of.
Press the letter R for Replay AV till you hear it.
R. Rainbow Techno. R. Replay AV 8.
There it is. Press the enter key on Replay AV 8 folder.
Enter. List view. Not selected. BitTornado.
Press the letter S as in Sierra for the Schedule 8.dat file.
S. Schedule 8.dat.
We're on it.
Schedule 8.dat 106 of 150.
Okay. When you do this, make sure the Replay AV 8 application is not running. I recommend that. Make sure it's not running in the background. Okay. We're going to do a control C on the Schedule 8.dat file. We're copying it into the memory to the clipboard. Do a control C.
Copied selection to
we
clipboard.
Copied it. Do an Alt plus F4 to close.
Alt F4.
Do a Windows M as in Mike to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer, 2 of 10. To move to items, okay. Use the arrow keys.
We're on our desktop and go to the My Computer icon again. Press the enter key on My Computer.
Enter My Computer. List view. Not selected. 3-1 app.
Find your CD burner drive. I'm going to press the letter C for me.
C. CD-RW. Drive left parent. F colon right parent. Enter. List view. Not selected. 0 items to move.
Okay. I forgot to insert the blank CDR disk into my CD burner. So I'm going to do that now.
CD drive left parent F colon right parent dialog. List view. Open writable C.
You get a message. A default message. Do a shift tab to go to the cancel button.
Shift tab. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
Press space bar on the cancel button.
Space. CD drive left parent F colon right parent. List view. Not selected. 0 items. To move
okay.
To items, use the arrow.
If you're not sure where you're at, do an insert T as in Tango.
Title is CD drive left parent F colon right parent.
Where what we have done was previously open this CD burner drive. What we're going to do now is a control V as in Victor to paste the Schedule 8.dat file.
Paste it from clipboard, not selected. Schedule 8.dat.
I'm going to do an insert up arrow, listen. Make sure before you start the burning process, you hear not selected here.
Not selected, schedule 8.dat 1 of 1.
If you hear this,
schedule 8.dat. Schedule 8.dat 1 of 1.
Do a function key F5 to refresh so you will hear not selected.
F5.
Do an insert up arrow.
Not selected, schedule 8.dat 1 of 1.
Now do an Alt plus F as in Foxtrot to go to the file menu.
Alt F menu. Write these files to CD. To move through items, press up or down arrow T.
Press the enter key on write these files to CD. And what will happen, we'll get the CD burning wizard from Windows.
Enter. Leaving menus. CD drive left parent F colon right parent. Folder view. List view. Not selected. Schedule 8.dat. 1 of 1. List view. Not selected. Schedule 8.dat. 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys. CD Writing Wizard dialog. CD name colon edit. Jan 20, 2007. Type and text. Alt plus D.
Okay, this edit field box is active because JAWS said type in text. We're going to call this RAV.
RAV.
8.
8.
Space. For schedule, we're going to shorten it.
S-C-H-E-D.
Press your tab key.
Tab. Close the wizard after the files have been written. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Tab. Next greater button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus N.
Press the spacebar on the next button.
Space. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. 5%.
We're burning the Schedule 8.dat file to the CD.
15%.
This.
40%.
It should be finished in a few more seconds.
%. 100%. Completing the CD writing wizard, you have successfully written your files to the CD. Do you want to create another CD using the same files? Yes. Write these files to another CD. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus W.
We do not, so use your tab key.
Tab. CD software developed under license from Roxio Inc. Link.
Keep tabbing till you see the finish button and press the spacebar.
Tab. Finish button to activate. Press spacebar.
We're on the finish button, spacebar.
Space, CD drive left paren F colon right paren. List view, not selected. Schedule 8.
We're back on the CD drive. Do an Alt plus F4, function key F4.
Alt F4.
We close that. Do a Windows logo key M as in Mike.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer, 2 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
So basically, what we did was back up the Schedule 8.dat file. This file contains all the information of the subscribed podcasts or the radio stations you are recording or the TV shows. It's basically the database that appears in your list view. All the information you have on your recordings, like the name of the station, what kind of recording type, the start and end times, all that information is in this .dat file. So all you have to do is, if that Schedule 8.dat file ever becomes corrupted, the first thing I would do, correct me if I'm wrong, go to the /program/RAV8. No, it's /program/replayAV8/. And in there, you'll find your old Schedule 8.dat file. Delete that file first, and then paste in the new backed up, like I showed you today, on the CD disk. Copy and paste that file back in, the Schedule 8.dat that you backed up. Thank you very much. The best I can explain it. If you have any comments, go to my blog. It's http://petrogia.blogspot.com. That is petrosia.blogspot.com. and post your comment there on this podcast. Thank you very much.